With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats.
Yes.
That says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in-store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, we have one of our favorite people with us. What a scamp this one. Tell them what we got, Joy.
We got one in a billion. I mean, Tyler Hilton, ladies and gentlemen, Chris mm-hmm. Keller himself, a dear friend of
What's
all
up,
of ours. Oh, Liz! Tyler, there you are.
Ooh, what? With the tight, fresh haircut. Hi.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
I'm drones for the Navy now. No.
I love it. Tyler, we miss you. We're excited to play 23 questions with you.
I know. I'm so stoked, too.
Thanks for jumping in, man. What you been doing? What's going on? What's happening in your life, dude?
Hanging. I just finished the score for Megan's movie, so that was cool.
Yes.
We just wrapped that in the last few weeks. And
congrats.
The little town she filmed it in, they have a local paper, and they were like, well, the economy's booming because all this film production moved in for a movie called My Old Ass. And they said the whole thing in the newspaper. And I was like, oh, okay. They're like, and it's not about a donkey, apparently, according to sources. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. When she told us the name of that, I was like, of course. Of course that's
I know. Game. Can I tell you guys a story really quick?
Yes, we're on.
Oh my God. So I just went outside before this heard all this commotion, all these ducks in the yard flew away really quick. It was, and usually that means a predator is in the area. And a hawk had swooped down on a duck that was just chilling there and got him right there in front of me. It was the weirdest thing. And it's like,
watched it happen.
Sad and happy at the same time, but just so dramatic to watch go down.
Also, birds attacking birds. I didn't know that was a thing, that a hawk would attack a duck. I know they go after mice and stuff, but.
No, they just like, there's one that just like hangs out in the area and he just, you know.
Name him?
Get away in time. And everything, and you're like, oh, the hawk must be this time. No.
Wait till your daughter starts going outside, like talking to it. Just like, come hither, hawk.
Oh, she talks to the animals all the time. That's like, we feed the birds in the morning and the raccoons in the evening. All
oh, bless. Those trash pandas.
Dumpster pandas, no thanks. Did you name your hawk or any of your other vermin?
No, we haven't named the hawk, but the other ones have names. So we live now in the house that Megan grew up in and her mom grew up in. So it's like, there's been, these animals are like, oh, that duck right there is the... is the kid of Spacey and, you know, Starlight or whatever. And just generations have just been chilling here. It's funny.
It's so old timey. I love it. So all right. Well, that leads us to our first question, friend. Ooh. First question for you is, what is your idea of perfect happiness? Is it feeding raccoons?
Whoa. No, that's such a cool question. I feel like being unencumbered to like do whatever hobby, chase whatever hobby or interest or thing that makes you curious. I think that's about as close to happiness as you can get. And I feel like as I get older, that's what I'm solving for more and more. Like freedom of choice to do things that you want. That seems like happiness to me. And that's how I'm raising Winnie. That's what I want for my family. You know, that kind of thing where you can create safe sandboxes to kind of be free in. That's happiness, I think.
I was just talking about that earlier today. It was like being in my 40s, finally realizing that I don't necessarily like the things that I was told I liked as a kid.
Yeah.
And just the freedom to be like, I don't like that. I'm not into it. I did it because I made other people happy.
I know that is to break away from the pact on something that you don't agree with them on. That's true freedom. Whether it's like,
yeah, dude,
whatever, you know, that's like, that's a vibe.
Yeah.
Because we all have that. I'm sure like, I wonder what the percentage is, but I'm sure like at least a third of our preferences, if we truly get down in there, don't line up with the rest of society. And what do you do with those? You know, what are you going to do with those? I guess always that's the maybe thing of life is always be fighting in whatever way you can and small, you know, always just taking the road that kind of leaves you closer to more of those or something, you know.
You're profound, darling.
I miss conversations like this with you,
thing
Tyler.
A fan ever gave you?
And yeah. What's your favorite color? Oh no, these are hard. These are grad school questions.
Oh, these are my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, okay. Listen, here's the next one. What's your greatest fear?
Oh man. Well, the surface level answer would be like heights. Like I've always like, I can't do heights. Like physically. Yeah. Oh my gosh. In fact, Hillary, you're a part of this story that actually is so funny of me and heights. Like I've always had such a thing with heights.
Ladder? I can't. Like,
yes. I can't even, it's not even like a choice. I physically can't go higher. Like my legs will freeze and stuff. So we're doing Christmas on the Bayou.
What?
They don't tell me this. And we get to set and they're like, okay, so for this scene, you're going to be fixing that street light up there. Street light. And we have this ladder going up to it and you're kind of putting Christmas lights. And I was like, on the street light way up there? And I was like, am I on a harness? They're like, no, we'll get you up there. And I was like, it was the only time I've ever been filming that I said, I can't do that. Like, I mean, I can't, I won't make it up there or whatever. It's so funny. That was a movie with you or whatever. So they had me hang some light, like lights on a tree or something.
Dude, didn't they get, they used the child actor's dad as a body double for you.
But
you were a good foot and a half taller than that dude.
Oh, no.
And so it did not match. It was not a match.
I won't make it up there. He says,
Dad. Thank God. Yeah. So that's my biggest fear. Yeah.
Yeah. That was scary. Okay. If you could be the best in the world at something, anything, what would it be?
Whoa.
Like like the best in the world
at anything.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's like the responsible thing would be like, what does the world need? And then like try to be the best at for them.
Reverse engineer it.
Like the selfish answer is like, so I actually like played my friend's wedding. Actually, I played Eli and Marissa's wedding this weekend from the One Tree Hill conventions. I don't know if you're that, like they're the
oh, that's
you're, like,
so the, great. The people that
met so there, sweet.
And they're part of like the staff or whatever. Literally yeah. The sweetest, biggest, hardest people ever. And so shout out to them. But as I was playing it, I haven't been playing a lot of shows. I realized how much I love singing for people. It's like the craziest thing. Mm-hmm. Touring is hard and sucks. Yeah. And so I'm always trying to get out of touring, but then I forget how much I love singing for people. And honestly, I'm not
you're so magical on stage.
Oh yeah, no, it's
it is, but you are also. Yes, that's what I'm saying. No, yeah.
Thank you. But like I just it's truly like a spiritual vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And I think like, you know, if there's some way I could harness that into like whatever being the best in the world is at that, you know, if my guitar and my voice could be like my superpower and I could go everywhere with that, I would, you know, like I love it.
That is so funny that you pick something that already is your superpower. Like you're already so good at it and so magical.
But I always want to be better. And it's one of those things too, where with like a lot of things, you can only be so good at guitar and voice, whatever, whatever. But then after that, getting better is like a spiritual thing and a personal thing. And it's like, it's not nonfiction stuff. It's like fiction stuff, you know? It's like deep in that part of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good. Do you remember that band, the Dresden Dolls?
Yeah, why?
Because the lead singer didn't want to tour anymore either. Like, she's a parent. And she just got a place here in the Hudson Valley that it's like a shop, but also a house. And it's basically just a living room she set up where she performs every single weekend.
Wow.
And she invites all
idea.
Of her other super famous musician friends to just come play in this living room. And it's just all like chairs from thrift stores. And it is the coolest thing for artists to just be able to sing and play, but not tour.
Yeah. You know what's cool about that too? Is I love the coffee house vibe. I've been really missing that. It's kind of used as like a beginner's launching pad. But then when you're beyond it, you miss it. Like there's some things that don't translate to like loud bars with clinking glasses and drinking. And
yeah.
There's other things that like, you know, a singer named Kathleen Edwards, Joy, did you
yes.
ever?
No, I don't know who
she's,
this is.
She's like an Americana folky kind of thing.
No.
Vibes. I think ended up dating and working with Bon Iver and then they won a Grammy at some point. Anyway, she quit. Moved back home to a small town in Canada and opened up a coffee house called Quitters. And that's just where she worked now.
Yes!
And I was like, I always thought that'd be such a good job. Like, she should make it a show or a I just feel like that's such a beautiful concept that she moved back there and just plays there, owns it. Quitters Coffee. So cool.
You're going to open up Ducks and Raccoons.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
It's such a hit.
When I first moved here, I was like, okay, I'm going to open up a coffee house here. And I actually Googled, how many cups of coffee do you have to sell on average to make a coffee house work? And it was something like ridiculous. And I was like, oh, I'll never be able to make that work.
I do love that. I think especially in a day and age where it's like the concert experience is becoming so much more about big, giant concerts. You know, it's great to see Beyonce and Taylor Swift. That's fun. But there is so much that you can get out of just going to see an independent artist or somebody who's not as famous as Taylor Swift, which, you know, who is. But and just sitting there and experiencing that, I feel like it's harder to get people out of their houses to go do that. But if it were more of an intimate thing, like what you're talking about, where you know you're going to have that interaction much more up close, I feel like that's a super sellable experience.
Maybe what the vibe is, and I should look into this, is doing some kind of regular performance either here or in Toronto, like a residency kind of vibe in a smaller, more accessible place, but then filming it and streaming it on like a TikTok or Instagram, you know, so people can still, you know, experience it if they want, but
that's fun.
You know, it's in that small intimate thing that you could also show up in anyway.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's our next question. What's the weirdest thing you keep next to your bed?
Oh, that's such a good, God, these are good. That is so okay, I'll tell you. Oh my God.
Cold hard cash.
Cash and a gun. Remember when Elon Musk's bedside table picture came out? It was like a Diet Coke, a gun, and something else. I was like,
whose was this?
Elon Musk. It was like a picture of his.
Oh my God.
Table.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, boo hiss.
Okay. So this is weird, but I sleep almost every night with an AirPod in an ear, in my ear, listening to like news.
You don't lose it?
Ooh.
I lose it in the middle of the night. And then I always, oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. This is like, yeah. And then I find it every night, like under me. Or, and then I switch it to the other one that hasn't run out of batteries. And I start it again. And that's
what?
How I, yeah.
To the news?
Yeah. It's just like, and it's best if it's like BBC or something like, today in Yugoslavia, it was a.
No, Tyler.
All night. And then if I wake up to pee or something, I work my get back home, I'm back to sleep. Yeah. And so the AirPods sit right there.
This is why you're so you can comment on anything. I feel like just throw you into any scenario.
Even I actually know everything. I don't know I know it.
Even though you're like, I don't know how educated I am on it, but I definitely know about it and I can have a conversation with you about it.
But I just want to know what the catalyst for it was. Like, what was the first day that Tyler Hilton was like, I'm gonna listen to the news tonight? Like, as a child, did you listen to NPR with your parents or something?
No. But I think like my grandma, who I'm like really similar to, she kept the TV on all night. It was like some, she didn't watch it that much during the day, but had to have it on all night. There's something about that that like makes me go to sleep. I hope they don't find that those AirPods give you brain cancer because I'm in trouble.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you imagine? But they say.
Yeah, but you'll know an awful lot. So.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Which living person do you admire most?
Oh, okay. God, there's so many people to like go with. You know, I don't mean to be lame, but I'm going to go with like an entertainer because I do feel like we're in such a niche. And for me, it's so hard to find idols in my exact niche, you know? So although I have like a lot of great family members and stuff, I've always thought that like, I mean, I was going to say Hugh Jackman, but then it's a downer because I hear he's like divorcing from his wife, but I've always thought,
honey, you can still be a good person and get divorced.
But I think like his interviews, his relationships, his talent, his like career trajectory, his like work ethic, his like morality, there's something about him that I think is like truly like I'm really inspired by him, you know? So
yeah. Did you see him in The Music Man while he was doing The Music Man?
No, I didn't. I should have.
He made every single person there feel like they were catching the show where he got a little spicy. Because we thought it was like Gus and I, the whole family went to see it for Easter. And we thought for sure, like, oh, they're improvising. They're doing something like clever. He and Sutton Foster. And then we went online and realized that they do it every show. He's just so good.
Oh my gosh.
You would never in a million years think it was scripted because he's personable in a way that old movie stars were. And we don't necessarily have a lot of that.
He seems really open, you know, or whatever. Yeah. Like he's willing to give, you know, and I, to be honest, I kind of get shy and introverted in some regards with like my art and things and, you know, self-conscious and he seems so like everyone that I've heard that has seen him live at his like Hollywood Bowl stuff or whatever walked away with this feeling that you want to give. I feel like if you're like an entertainer where they're just so like, oh, wow. You know?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I've heard that about him too.
I don't know these things about myself till you're asking them. That's the crazy thing is you're like forcing me to like,
yeah.
Get to know yourself better.
It's free therapy today, Tyler.
It is.
We're providing a service.
Oh, man. I can't tell you how many times I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
But I have no idea.
There's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
All right, well, it's time to get real about what you
spend the most on? What is your greatest extravagance?
Oh, definitely like music stuff, album stuff. I spend so much dough on anything that like, if my music career was like a child, it'd be the most spoiled child. I give it everything. Like if I need to like last minute be in LA to do a record, I'll go. If we need like twice as many string players, but there isn't a budget for it, we'll buy it. You know, like that's like my favorite thing to spend money on. Like we were just on vacation in this cottage and I found out there was a music store like an hour and a half away and they had this mic that I wanted. And I spent like the day like driving there to buy it. Like, cause they had this old pump organ in this cottage. And I was like, I want to record this pump organ. And so like those kind of things I'll just spend on, you know.
What's the craziest musical thing that you spent your money on that you had to have? I like that he's a little bit impulsive.
Have to have one of these guys. Okay. So this is called a baritone guitar and it's like longer.
It's huge. Say it's really long.
And so what it is you get rid of the high string on a guitar and you add an extra low string below the E.
Ooh.
So now the whole thing is just one string lower and it just sounds kind of, I mean, this is electric, but it just sounds kind of like.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
So just like moody.
Yeah.
And then they use it a lot, not for chords and stuff, but yeah, like on, you know, like those kind
of. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
You need a pickup truck, a lift kit.
Oh, yeah. It's so outlaw country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a fun toy, Ty.
Now they make baritone acoustics, and now I really want to get one.
I got to have it. All right. Question number 7 is, what is your current state of mind?
You guys, these are such good questions.
Yeah, what'd you wake up today feeling?
Like
baby?
When the show ends and you guys have watched every episode, you literally should just keep this stuff going. Like you're asking the stuff that we wish journalists or whatever, like getting in there.
Yeah. We're basically just farming for all your internet passwords. We're like, what was the name of your first pet and your favorite teacher?
Okay, like what was it? My current state of mind?
Yeah. When you woke up this morning, you were like, this is how I feel.
This is like a really good question. Okay, so here's where I'm at generally, like in my head, is I'm in this like weird transition where after my last record came out in 2019 or whatever, I was going to take a couple years off and just do the dad thing. And the pandemic hit, whatever. So that extended my little break. I was going to take a little longer. But now I'm like in this phase where I'm like coming out of this like 2 or 3 years and being like, this feeling of like, I want to do something, you know, like, but what do I do? Who am I now? Everything's different. Like I have, before I had a 0-year-old, I had nobody. Now I have a like almost 4-year-old. Like I live in Canada. Like and I'm surprised by how many songs and stuff keep like bubbling up in me. So after the good thing is Megan asked me to do the score for the movie. This is all leading up to where I'm at now. And then it really broke me out of like, just being in dad mode, you know, and I had to go hard into the studio once I did that. And it was like the hardest thing I've ever done, just like writing music to a movie for strings. And it was like so great. By the end of that, I was like, all I want to do is make another album. So I went right into the studio, made like a whole nother album. And now I'm like, it's done. The first song like just came out or whatever. And I'm like,
or whatever. But
I'm like, now what? And I'm in this like phase where I realize like, oh, like, where does me as a musician fit into my life now? And I like really realized that like, no matter what, if I retired, if whatever, I would still put out a record all the time. I love putting out music all day, nonstop. And I feel like I'm in this stage right now where this feels like one of the first records that I'm putting out that will be one of like, hopefully one every year for the rest of my life. You know,
yes.
This is just what I'm like doing now. It's like my practice, whereas before I was like a road guy. I don't want to do that. If I'm really like I don't want to be road guy for like another 20 years, if I can help it. Old man road guy is sick.
Ooh,
I want to be that.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yes.
But like for the next while, like, and so it's just like really wild because I'm in this stage now where like the first song just came out, another song's coming out. And it's like, not any kind of like, oh, anticipation. What's going to happen? Things will adjust if it does well or not. No, it's like, this is my new infinite game, you know? And in itself, it's like, I wake up every day kind of feeling like a new person. I'm like, who am I? I have to like rebuild my identity because I'm not there with like the fans, the hotel rooms, like so many years on the road, you know. It's like, it's been, and I've kind of thought these last couple of years were going to be just a break. And then I go back to it and I realize like, no, I don't want to go back to that. So what am I now? What do I do now? So it's just, I'm like definitely like working that out. And it's like, it's cool.
So changing your state of mind in that way certainly affects your relationships. And now that you're older in life and you have this retrospective perspective, what do you value the most in your friends? I guess it's a quality. Like what quality do you value most?
Okay. So the quality I value most is like, I love ideas and I love like talking a lot or whatever. And so I feel like my closest friends, I have this one guy who I've been like best friends with since we were like 15 in high school. And we still talk like every couple of weeks or whatever. And I love being able to just like talk about with like someone that I could just like have conversations with and that isn't stuck in their thinking, that I could be like, wait, is blah, 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 blah. Or maybe anything that starts with wait or maybe, or those kind of conversations, I love. Like I could go off on that. If we're in that kind of mindset of like, I wonder if just those kind of things, I love to like just talk out.
So curiosity.
Curiosity and safety, you know? Mm, and this is like another thing that's like really important to me is non-selfish love. Like, especially as an entertainer, you know, there's a lot of people that like you, but they, you know, and you're giving that to them and they want that, you know, but to have somebody like dig things about you that they're not getting anything out of, that's really cool, you know?
Yeah.
And rare.
Yeah.
You guys are like that. I really feel like that. And we've all, you know, I think because we met so young and we've been through so many things together, but there's that vibe, you know? But
well, there's no angle.
Yeah.
And I know, I feel like I lucked out in that I'm still friends with all my childhood friends, but Jeffrey has certainly struggled with that. I've seen my husband like just get worked by some people. And so when he meets people, like he loves you so much. When we were on tour, you two hugging backstage was,
oh my God, I just got
so heartwarming.
Yeah. You two just love each other. Yeah, it's nice, especially for men who are not necessarily encouraged to dig deep into those feelings, to find people who they can be gentle with and like that don't want anything from them.
Yeah. And vent to the guy that the hard thing is setting aside time because it doesn't seem like worth it. You know, I think like as a guy, you think there's things you got to get done in a day and talking to your guy friend is not one of them. You know, it just seems like a total waste of time.
Oh no, women prioritize that shit, Tyler.
You're right.
We cut out a whole hour of the day, like, well, this is my shit talk hour. Gonna fix it.
Yeah, you literally started a podcast so you guys could do it. So maybe that's what I need to do is just start a podcast with my guy friends just to be like, check in. How's everyone
doing? That's it. The check in.
Baby, on what occasion do you lie?
Oh, dang.
Tell me.
Oh man. I try to like, not to be like lame, but I like really try not to lie only because I feel like as like a practice of like owning something, honestly, you know what I mean? But that being said, you know, I'm sure I like lie all the time kind of vibe, but I do try to go towards like truthfulness, you know?
But when would it be? When are you going to, like you're at the, in what kind of, is it like a simple social circumstance or, you know, like, sorry, I can't make it. The baby's not feeling well. Oh no.
Like listening to this podcast, I think like, you know what I mean? Like, I think lying.
What's the audience?
Yeah.
Who's going to tell on you here?
God dang, this is a toughie, huh? I got to get right in there.
We'll know if you're lying.
Yeah, I think there's been a couple times where my mother-in-law has come over and asked if a skunk had just been through the yard. And I said, yeah, I think I did see a skunk go through the yard. And I think that's what that smell is. I think that's probably a time or two that I've lied about that. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure. Something smells kind of, you know, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
It was a skunk, actually. I think sure. that's something I, you know,
mm-hmm. try to. She doesn't need to know.
Try to be pro about. I don't know.
Yeah, parenting's hard.
Yeah.
You know? Baby, I get it.
Tyler, what is something you would never do again?
I'll probably never run a marathon again.
You ran a marathon?
I did two marathons right around, like, you guys were kind of around for that. I was training for one with you guys when I was, that's why you shaved my head to a mohawk, because of my first marathon, I just realized. Do you remember you and Sophia did that at a mall in like,
dude,
you don't remember?
Yeah. Yeah, like the mall hangs were always kind of sus. We didn't make great decisions.
Oh, no. I think about all the time. Thank God.
No iPhones.
I mean, yeah. I just like, we just slipped right through there, you know? And it was just like, yeah. Wow.
The last generation.
That's a toughie. Yeah. What was the question? What am I talking about?
You're talking about something you'll never do again.
Oh, I'll never do again. Oh,
You've already blocked it from your memory. That's how traumatic it was.
Oh, yeah. Do the marathon. I'll never do that again. That's right. I did like two when I was younger, just as like, I get like extreme about stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do it. And then at the end of each marathon, I had like a beer and a cigarette waiting for me. And I was like a total just young asshole about it, like no care. And then I did that for the second marathon too. I barely trained. I was just all cocky. And I started getting like pains in my knees and stuff. And I thought to myself like, I'd also like played football in high school or whatever. And I was like, I will never like run a marathon or do any kind of extreme sports again. My new vibe is like longevity. Oh my God. All these answers are so old sounding, but you know what I mean? Where I'm like, just won't, you know,
I get it.
If it's a walk run, I'll do a little walking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What's that little prancer size?
Oh yeah.
That you can do where it's just a little dance move while you get down.
Dancey walk.
Like a Florida retiree walk kind of vibe.
Yeah, I would prancercise with you, but I don't run for anything. I completely back this run. Decision. No, no.
What's your like workout vibe? Like, do you workout? Do you like do Pilates or something? Or?
No, I do chores. I vacuum. I can clean my own house.
Farm chores.
Yeah, yeah. All the stuff that we pay other people to do, I just do, and I'm so exhausted by the end of the day.
Right.
Running is so unnatural.
It is.
That's like caveman stuff. You run because you're hunting something or something is chasing you.
Something's chasing you.
I know. Is there nothing more privileged than jogging slowly? With like just like an easy. Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
It's so unnatural.
I don't like the competition around it. Right. It's like, I'm going to run faster than you. It just feels like, well, then why don't you just run next to me? Like, we can do this together.
Why don't we just be friends?
I would rather other people win just to take the pressure off because I don't want to feel guilty. Like, please.
Every
just.
Every part of it freaks me out. I got understand. All right. You've already told us what you spend the most money on, but this is a little bit different. This is, what is the strangest purchase you have made or like almost made? We'll let you... You fit in an almost if you need to.
Oh, like I guess the strangest thing would be, and like some people are like not into this, but like I got like real into like reading all the books about Bitcoin and bought some Bitcoin. And I like to it's like, and it's like comes with like, it's literally my dirty secret because like it's so, everyone like hates it and it's so dirty, but it's like weird. But I am so interested in it. I got like a second computer that I loaded like Linux on.
Oh my God.
I like was learning it from the code base. Like I just like, I loved it.
You know why you loved it? It's the same reason boys like Pokemon cards.
And Rome, you know, it's like the Roman Empire, men are all into it. When they said that, I was like, I think about the Roman Empire almost every day. Like I was like, I was like, why do I think about the Roman Empire so much? But I do.
Why? Yeah. Why do you though?
Well, there's so many things that tie back to the Roman Empire that in a given day or week that you're just like the Romans. I don't know why. I didn't even know I thought that.
Bitcoin was the downfall of the Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
I wonder. I mean, just more as like a tech and something that happened, you know, I don't know politically, whatever, but it was like, that's like a strange thing I bought. Cause I remember even when I bought like $20 of it after I felt like I was like, this feels so weird. Like I just couldn't stop thinking. It started because these like NFT companies were coming to me in 21 about doing some
stuff.
Oh,
that was so weird. Yeah.
And I didn't really get into NFTs and I thought like, this is like dumb. And then the more I looked into it, I was like, oh, this is cool. And then it just kept coming back to Bitcoin. And I was like, this is so interesting. It's It's like fascinating. They have like a whole course on it that Harvard did. You can watch on YouTube. I like watch the whole thing. Yeah, it's like so fascinating. Just the technology that was invented to make it possible, whether it should be legal or not, I don't know.
Is that also something you'd never do again?
What?
Bitcoin?
No, I would for sure. I like love it.
You do. You're still totally like you're in it.
I never sold. Like I have it, and I follow it like so much. Like I just like I'm fascinated by it. It's like so interesting.
I love the difference between men and women because I have a lot of like female friends that, you know, there's like classes in Ireland and Scotland about fairies, right? And they're like, fairies are real. Fairies are real because I've made up my mind they're real. And Bitcoin is that for boys. They're like, no, it's real. This money's real. You can't see it. You can't touch it.
It's like Pokemon.
Well, that's the nerd trap of it is it's so obviously it comes across so obviously as like a scam that you're like, oh, like everyone's like learning about it always starts in like, I can't believe we're talking about this, but like, oh, that's obviously a scam. And everyone that gets into it goes for years, like feeling bad for the friend that got them into it. Like this guy who I really respect was telling me about whatever Bitcoin for like 2 years. And I felt bad for him. I was like, this guy's lost his mind. And it's like really a smart guy. And I feel like the pandemic must have like sent him down a rabbit hole. And now we've like lost him to the world. And then a couple of my friends kept like telling me about it. And I was like, everyone's going crazy. And it's like, so sad. The world's like, you know, going to hell. And then all of a sudden there's this like moment and you're like, oh my God. But anyway, it's just a hobby. It's a hobby.
It's Pokemon for grownups. I love it.
The curiosity in you, Tyler. I love that. Exactly. You're like, no, this is so sad. No way. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Same thing with the marathon. I was like, I'll start jogging and see what happens. And I'm like running a marathon a year later. Yeah,
this is so true about you though, Tyler. Mm-hmm. You are one of those people that like, you commit to what you're into, what you think, your perspective, your belief, but you are so open-handed with it. You're so open to like, hey, change my mind. Like if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But like you don't wander around kind of wishy-washy about anything. But the second that you realize there's a different way of looking at something, you're like, yeah, all right, great. I love that about you.
No, I'm like wanting to be wrong. I want to be wrong because I don't ever want to be wasting time in a thought that's not, I don't know. Like,
yes,
can go on forever. Like, if a thought or a practice, something isn't something that can like continue to make me happier or is actually, you know, good for the world or whatever. It's like I want out of it. You know.
Yeah.
This is the most revealing interview I swear to God I've ever done in my life. Like, this is so
the Proust
crazy.
Questionnaire.
Because they're so like they're such embarrassing answers. I'm being like so open, and they're things that I would never share with like fans or people normally. I can't believe it's just. Really kudos to you guys for these. Like, this is good.
Digging in.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS, and he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff, and they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Okay, who are your favorite writers?
Like book writers?
Any kind of writers, songwriters, poetry,
gosh,
I don't know, stories,
the books. Best book right now? What is, oh my God, I'm obsessed with the guy who wrote it. Okay. The book won a Pulitzer. It's called Trust, and it's written by this guy named Hernan Diaz. And I'm like, I'm so obsessed with it. And now I'm going to start. I just finished it. I'm almost done with it last night. I'm going to start it again and buy like everything he's done. And it's fiction, but it's just the way he's written it is so beautiful. Trust by
Hernan Diaz. I'm typing it in.
It's okay. Cool because, well, I mean, it actually sounds kind of boring, but it's beautiful. And I don't even mind as much what a story is about, but how it's told, you know, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like I'll know in the first paragraph, same with the movie. I don't care what the movie's about, but when I'm starting movies on planes, I just watch the first 5 minutes. Cause if I'm not into it in the first minute, I know what this vibe is. I don't want to do this, you know?
Yeah.
If it's weird casting or people are trying too hard, I'm out. I don't want to do this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with
books. Not a time waster.
What is this like basic broad strokes story of Trust for the person out there that's like, do I get this?
It's like in four parts. And like the first part, it tells a story about this like money manager from like the 30s or something, 20s, who became like all famous. Then it's like the second part of the book, it kind of tells the same story about a guy from four different perspectives. And as it goes on, it becomes this like, you start to realize that it's actually not about him at all. It's about this like woman in his life.
Wait, don't give me there. Are you giving it away?
Yeah. No, I'm not. But it's encouraging to keep reading because you almost start and finish a book four times in the book. But each time you do it, you're like revealing the same story in cooler ways and one of those things. But by the end, I'm just like, oh, man. And every time they keep revealing, it keeps just well written.
Julia Hildenbrand, I think, did that in it's called We Are All the Same in the Dark. I read a lot of murder mysteries. And this is a real novel. It's not like a cheesy murder mystery, but it's so good. She does the same thing. And I don't know that I've read many books that do that, where you keep unfolding, like you end the book and start anew, and yet it all ties together multiple times.
I love that because I think that's the same thing with life. It's like really wild when you see things from, I've seen, I've learned so much by being in Canada and just seeing, and I don't mean this in any kind of, just culturally, seeing America from a different country is so interesting. And, and I've never not been in it. I'm from Southern California, like, you know, a huge state in a huge country, you know what I mean? And like, I never, it's like they say, like when that old fish swims by the young fish, they're like, how's the water? And the two fish are like, what's water? Like, I was like, what's water? You know what I mean? And then you get out of it and you're like, and I love that. I love seeing things from those different perspectives, seeing the same person, if you're their dad or their best friend or their lover, you know, and the different people we are to different people, that like, that blows my mind, you know? Anyway, I don't know how we're getting off on that, but this is what I like to do. No point.
No point. Just listen, just spitballing with Tyler is the name of your show, friend.
This is what I want in friendship.
Just spitballing. Okay, we're going to get really deep right now. This one might hurt. Are you ready? What is your biggest regret?
I think like probably my biggest regret, there's not a ton, but like I turned down a lot of stuff after One Tree Hill and Walk the Line, because I was like laser focused on my music and a lot of those things like blew up a lot. And I think like, I wish I'd been a little more like open to that or something. Like I was a little too myopic. And at the time I didn't care at all. And I like, don't like really, but I just think, oh, if I had made some of those decisions again, I would have been like, oh, I see it in context. Like for instance, during that time, there was so many sponsorships or things like that. And I was very, very like, principled. Like, do you remember on the One Tree Hill tour? Like I didn't have a phone. I just had a pager. Like I was anti-tech. Yes. Oh, now I'm like buying Bitcoin or whatever. Like, right. Literally, like, I was anti-tech. I was just wanted a pager if the label needed to get a hold of me. And I was just, wait, what are we talking about? Why am I talking about a pager?
Your greatest regrets.
My greatest regret. Oh, right. So I was just like very principled now. I was like, no to sponsorships, no to any kind of project that I perceived to be like not good for the world or something. And so I guess at that point, it only left my music. You know, I was like 22 and I was like, this is, you know, and so when things get offered to you, like, I don't want to be that. And I think in my defense too, when you're younger and you do something, you do become that. When you're older, you don't, people don't make that you as much, but, I think I like, there was a lot of things that actually would have been really fun to do that I, you know, I just straight was like, no, that's not my vibe, you know.
That was, back then, the culture was so different.
Yeah.
Like, remember?
That's what I was going to say.
Just being a sellout was like the worst thing that you could be.
Yeah.
And now?
Well, there wasn't any crossover. Back then, there wasn't. It was like, if you're going to be an actor, then do acting. But how could I ever become a musician if I focus on my acting? That's crazy. I have to focus on my music. It's not like it is now where everybody's just like, give us literally every single talent that you have and put it all in the exact same place. And we're going to just like run with it and you create your own empire. Back then, it was pick a lane and you stay there.
And if you give too much too, and I felt this way as a fan, I would be oversaturated. I remember like, there would be like, oh, when Coldplay had like a song come out in a commercial, it was like a big like, whoa, they're selling out. Nobody licensed songs to commercials. Now it's like the only way musicians make money is to license their music. Anyway, weird things like that. And I also didn't expect Warner to go through this crazy thing where I didn't put out a record for 10 years. So obviously hindsight's 2020, but if I had to go back, I'd be like, great, like, this record company is going to freeze up for like 8 years. Let's just do a bunch of acting stuff. And I loved it. At the time I was like, no, I'm not an actor. I'm like, I'm a musician, but like, it's like some of the most fun I ever have is being on set. I love it. I have such
a blast. When and where were you happiest then when you think about, is it those times when you were on tour or?
And that's a great question.
I mean, I guess maybe it's now you have a baby, but like, I don't know. Is this more of like a before now, when and where were you happiest? It could be now.
Yeah, no, that's like a great question. I've started to realize that I love group projects and group activities. I love being on the road with people. I like being part of a team. I love being part of a cast. You know, it feels like a circus. You're there, you become family really quick. And then everyone leaves and something else happens. But I love that. That's like, so I think when I'm working with a group, it's really fun. I felt that way also making this record. Like Jocko, who you know, we've been making music together for, I mean, he's like, yeah, one of my best friends, and we're still doing it. And so I often think actually that my happiest place, other than, you know, being a dad, I'm in home, but like, I think my happiest place is honestly being behind Jocko, pacing around manically with music ideas while he's at the computer. There's something that's like, that's where it all happens. I'm just like, walk around, like, okay, wait, we need to add clarinet here. And like, what if we do like, and I'm just, and he's like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that's my happy place, I feel like, you know.
Yes.
I actually told the therapist that recently. I think he was like, where are you happiest? And I was like, it's honestly pacing behind my friend Jocko as we're coming up with music. That's my happy place.
I can relate.
You've always been really good at collaboration. Like, you value what the other person is giving because you, and then you make that other person feel like their input is making you better. You know, like you share nice. You can tell that you had siblings. Like, you're a good sharer, Tyler.
Nice. Well, I appreciate it. It's not hard because I feel like I'm learning a lot, especially from you guys, but that's cool.
All right. Well, here's another downer. I'm getting the downers. What is something that you really dislike?
Oh, my God.
You don't hate technology anymore. Your fake money.
I hate double standards. Oh, my God. There is something, oh my God, that makes me just like
cringe.
I don't know what it is. There is something, and it's weird because there's not a lot of things that like get my whatever, but if someone just arbitrarily makes a decision because they feel like it and it's like whatever, I could lose my mind. There's just something about that, you know. Otherwise it's like, oh, whatever, it's all good. But somebody being like purposefully, I don't know, I don't know.
Entitled?
Yeah, purposely entitled or like malicious or something like that really, really jars me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's something I just hate.
Okay. Well, then what or who is the greatest love of your life?
Love of my life?
Yeah, we're bouncing around. It's like happy, sad, happy, sad.
Meg, for sure.
Yes. Great.
I mean, is that what you're, imagine I was like, oh, there's this girl.
God, it's actually my mom.
Yeah, can you imagine? Well, some people might say their child or some people might say like a thing that they do, like a career path or something, you know,
I mean, trap.
There's no judgment on any answer. We're just curious.
Megan was going to pop up in the Zoom and be like,
yeah, gosh, she's been listening this whole time.
Dare you?
I'm like, Megan. I think like Megan has been like the great like love of my life. Honestly, like we have been like, she's been like the through line through so many Tylers, I guess, and is that kind of person that can update her thinking. You know what I mean? And as she grows and as I grow, and so much good has like come from it aside from just like love. Like we're like really good collaborators. And I think like our daughter is like the coolest person I've ever met. So I'm like, it's so crazy that like we made that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I really do think that she is, you know, I would choose her and that whole thing, like even over my music and that kind of stuff, you know, it's like, it's my vibe. But
awesome.
Oh, I'm all right. Was that the right answer?
Yeah, that's the right one. Bingo. No, but I just love that you guys met so young, like literally racing to the office today to tape this. I ran into a couple that I know in town here. He's 91, Dick and Barbara Schreiber. He's 91. She's like 16 years younger, which is why she always liked me and Jeffrey, because we were a similar age gap. Uh-huh. And they are celebrating their 51st wedding anniversary. And that is just nutty to me. Unless you've been with someone since you were in your really, really early 20s, you know, like you and Meg will get there. That's crazy to me.
It is really, really crazy. And you hear something like that too, and knowing that all the stuff that goes into whatever, even just knowing yourself, but then adding like another person in there, it's like, it's a lot, you know, but it's cool.
How many years has it been so far?
Oh my God. Well, we started dating when I was like 22. So like, you know, and it's like, I think in a lot of ways, like dangerous to meet that young. Cause there's like, who knows, you know, there's like so many ways that you could go. But at the same time, I guess if you can go through all that with somebody, then you'll probably be able to go through whatever happens between 30 and 60 or 40, 70 or whatever, you know,
91.
91. I mean, I feel like we have these people say midlife crisis, but I think what, every 10 years or so we have like whatever that age is hard right or hard left, you know?
Well, every cell in your body changes over the course of 7 years. So every 7 years you are on a cellular level, a completely different human.
And to think about now, like what even is marriage or why do people stay married or what's the point or what are you trying to do? What's the model for it? Like as long as you're living now and as like, I always forget, is secular the non-religious one or non-secular?
Yeah.
Secular is religious.
Secular is non-religious.
Non-religious. You know, so like if you're, you know, in a secular kind of marriage, what's the point? And you have to kind of keep like, you know, or you know the vibe. It's just, I think in a lot of ways we're like pioneers in this day and age of like what a relationship is because there's so little to go on from the past in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, so few similarities, you know, those people that were married 50 years, did they have TikTok, you know, or whatever, like so many things.
Did they have thirst traps that they had thirst to traps do on Insta?
Or no, I mean, or whatever the, you know, just a different vibe, you know? And not that that's, you know, I'm being like, you know, but it's crazy.
I love it.
You're such an armchair philosopher at all times. It's one of my favorite things about you. It's great.
Oh my God.
We know you want to be like the best singer and musician, but I'm going to make you pick something different. Which other talent would you most like to have?
Oh, you know what I'd love to be good at? Fixing shit.
Oh yeah.
But you know who's not good at that? Me. And I've like, my dad's a, construction his whole life. Like I should have that, you know, I want to be that kind of guy. It's like, I always mess it up. I got tools. I've tried, you know, like I'll always mess it up. And I think if you could have one skill, I mean, everybody should have like being really good at fixing shit. Oh, I'll figure out that door jam, whatever, you know, whatever the deal is. That's cool. I wish I could do that. That'd be dope.
You've got the haircut for it right now. You could play a contractor.
I look like I'd be good at construction. Yeah. Don't I? Look like I'd be into cars and like construction.
This is like the probably where you're the most similar to Chris Keller, if we think about it, because he's definitely one of those guys who'd be like, I could fix that for you.
Perfect.
Probably the most realistic overlap would be the scene where we were doing the fire in the kitchen. That's probably really when Tyler started entering the chat. You know what I mean?
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey, Drama Queens family, it's Sophia, and I am here to tell you about my other podcast, my first podcast, Work in Progress. My baby is back for season 3, and I am so excited to share it all with you. Work in Progress really was what gave me the idea for Drama Queens in the first place. It's where I got to exercise my love of looking back at where we come from and what we've learned and where we're going together. And I am so excited that WIP is coming back for season 3. We have so many exciting guests coming up. I'm talking to entertainers and authors and elected officials and celebrities and newsmakers and more. And I cannot wait for all of our Drama Queens family to come over and get whip smart with me. Listen to Work in Progress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, so I guess this would also maybe be the same answer, but you got to find something different. If you could change one thing about yourself.
I'd really like to be a little more chill. Like, I'm starting to realize that I'm like, the things that have been like my superpower are like my, like, maybe like, charming manicness or something, hopefully, you know, but like, or, I mean, hopefully it's like charming or whatever, but like, I think there's like this thing in me that's so, and it makes things tough, you know, and I like envy people that aren't that way. And Megan's not that way. My good friend Eric's not that way. Like, I, you know, you find a lot of people that are opposite, but I I would like to be able to sit still more, you know. I don't. You know, my happy place is pacing behind Jocko, you know, like that's my vibe, you know, and I'm starting to feel that being kind of exhausted mentally, not something I can necessarily like do forever. And I'd love to be like chill.
Have you tried marijuana?
It's the skunk in the yard.
Oh, that's a skunk. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a
yeah.
Skunk.
The skunk. The skunk problem.
Doesn't that mellow you out?
No, it probably just works him up. He's all like, oh man, I got all these crazy ideas about internet money now.
Oh my God, imagine.
Paranoid for the next hour. Okay, I don't think you need to be more chill, but I see what you're saying. Were you like a hyper kid?
Well, actually, and not to be whatever, I think there is a thing in me that feels like the unspoken thing in the room is Tyler needs to chill out a little bit. You know what I mean? And that's actually interesting to hear you say
that. I've never thought that once.
But that's funny. Cause actually then maybe the next step deeper for me is like, oh, that's something that I'm thinking, like, it isn't too much. Cause if truthfully, it's not that I can't keep it up. Sometimes I worry that, you know, I have to.
Well, when you leave the room, you're like, God, I sucked all the oxygen out of the room. They're probably talking about how relieved they are that I'm gone. Cause that's my process. Yeah. Anytime I leave a space, I'm like, oh, they're probably so relieved I'm gone right now because I'm hyper.
Maybe I'm like, I'm exhausted of me, so everybody else must be exhausted or whatever. Yeah. But it is wild to like start to realize like what. Yeah, anyway, But
that's so funny. I've never once thought about that. Thought that about either of you.
Yeah, cool.
But we have that. You know, we've got our own narratives that go on in our brains, and they're so real to us.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, what do you consider your greatest achievement?
God dang, that is wild. There's like two things that I'll think about. Like, I think like, oh my God, I don't even know. There's, I think in some ways, being in Walk the Line was a huge highlight for me because of how big of an Elvis fan I was as a kid and what like a fairy tale that happened to be. Mm. And like what it taught me so many. It was my first step into the industry at all of film and television. And I learned so much. And I think like the fact that I learned that by being Elvis in this thing, like was like, I'm starting to really like believe more and more in like things being meant to be, or there being signs, because things are too weird, you know? And this might be why everyone gets more religious as they get older. But like, you start to realize that there are some patterns that just are just weird, you know? I don't know if it's like an accomplishment, but just like a Cinderella moment for sure that I look back and be like, I can't believe that happened. And then a small thing is the record I put out in 2019 was called City on Fire. And I thought it was like the best thing I'd like ever done musically. And it's so hard to get a record done and out, because it's like a move where the first 80% of it goes quick and is fun, and the last 20% is clearing out the junk drawer, and you're like, I don't know what to do with this stuff. And it takes like 5 days. That's how a record is. It's like all the annoying stuff's at the end. I remember when it came out, I like had this moment where I was like, looked up at the sky. I was like by myself, and I was like, I am so grateful that this album is out. Like, I did it. Like, I wrote these songs, I put them out, and now they're out there. And no matter if I die or get in a car accident, whatever, they're out there forever, you know? And I did it. And there's so many things that don't get out there that, like, when it does get, like your book or like so many, you know, these, it's just like, you know how hard it is to have something go from idea to act. That's why I don't even care if it takes off or if people respond. Just having it out is such
a
big thing. And I felt that with the last record. I was like, whoa, that's what is driving me to try to do like a record a year from now on, is because it's such an important practice for me. But, and it's like an impossibility. Every time I started, I'm like, this is impossible. This will never happen. This is too much, you know?
It's big hill. Yeah.
Okay. If you were going to die and come back as a person or thing, what would it be?
The Hawk.
The Hawk.
No, seriously, what would you come back as?
I think, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I guess it'd be cool to like come back as a woman, just to like check that out. It would be kind of interesting.
It's real cool, Tyler.
I feel like it would be cool. Or maybe, you know, but I would just like, that would be a vibe more than like coming back as like a cool insect or something. But yeah, I don't know. I guess like being I have no desire to be a chick. You know, this is like something I could freely do now, I guess, if I wanted to, you know, but I just think it'd be cool to check it out.
Yeah. Listen, you should come back and try on a different set of hardware, you know?
Wouldn't it be a guy again? Or like?
Or a dog. Or tree.
A sequoia. Hawk.
Yeah.
A sequoia is cool. It's kind of boring, you know?
Yeah. Just stand there.
My friend talked to a psychic or whatever. He was like, this is weird. I just talked to this psychic and it's right after my grandma died. And he's like, the psychic wanted me to tell you that this guy, Tyler, his grandma's here. And she says she just got here and there's not a lot going on and she's kind of bored. And I was like, that is so my grandma to say, the one that had the TV on all the time. And
yeah.
This guy, yes. Right? And anyway, that's what I was gonna say, is when I think of Sequoia or something like that, I think like, oh, I think I'd be too bored. And I think I'll be like my grandma when I eventually die. I'm sure whatever purgatory happens for a second, I'll be like, what are we doing here? Are we heaven? Am I a woman? Like I talked about on the podcast.
You'll be pacing.
I was gonna say, I'll be pacing. Where are you gonna go pace?
Behind God, making a record with God.
Hey man, can we get the tempo up? Yeah, I get that. All right. Do you have something in your life that is just so easy? I feel like we know the answer to this, that you know it's exactly what you should be doing with your life.
So easy.
It just comes so naturally.
You know what? I mean, obviously, like, you know, music or whatever, or writing, but I'm starting to realize that my skill in talking to people I don't know is really coming into handy in Canada. It's a little more of a reserved culture, very nice, yeah. but not like a lot of people mixing. And as we're trying to make new parent friends and stuff, I'm getting right in there and just being like, what's up? How you guys doing? Like really trying to find the parents and then make a friend with them, you know? And I don't think if I had done that, this would be happening. Because everyone's very like, oh, no, after you. No, please. You know, and I have to kind of get in there. And it is very easy for me to, it's harder for me to probably get like personal with people I don't know, but easy for me to be like, you know.
Get the ball rolling. What are you and Megan looking for in your parent friends at school? Like when you're scanning the room,
you
you're
just
like.
You know it when you see it. There's nothing particular. It's just, you know it when you see it. Like,
yeah.
I don't, there. I wish there was a pattern so I could be like, we need to select, but just like that, they have our vibe. That's our vibe.
You look for the parents with the tattoos. You're like, what'd you get into?
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay. Where would you most like to live? You could pick anywhere in the world. Where would you want that to be?
Here. Like, I like love where we are in Canada. We're like in like small farm town kind of vibe. And I love it. I mean, like if we could live like on a lake or something somewhere, it'd be great. But the schools all seem to not be great in like, you know, vacation areas. But like,
yeah,
I love where we are. Like we're on like a little river. We got some land. Hawks are eating shit out there. Like, this is, I think this is good for right now, you know?
That's great.
I'm telling you, Winnie is going to come inside one day with that thing on her arm. Like, Mom, Dad, I got a pet.
I know. It's all doing falconry or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that so, so much. All right. This is our last question. Okay. And then we're going to talk about what you have going on right now. What is your most treasured possession?
Ooh, that's a good one.
He's looking around at guitars.
I am. I know. I was like, which guitar? That's what I was actually like. Just
it's not like my granddaddy's pocket watch. It's like, which guitar?
I'm like, which?
Yeah.
I think like this guitar would be like my most prized possession only because guitars are like so not similar. Every single one is different. And if you get a vibe with something, don't change it. And I've had this guitar since I was like 19 and I just like, I beat it up. I never take care of it. I treat it poorly and it's always there for me. And I don't know why. It's one of those things where like a lot of things in life, I hate to say this. My pattern has been when I really want to take care of something, it doesn't work. It's only when I'm just like indifferent to it, that it is allowed in my presence to be its vibe. I don't know why. That's always the way it is. And this guitar.
Space.
It's an example of that. Like I couldn't care less about it and it's never left me. It's like always sounds good. And because the reason I got this guitar, this is like typical of my life. We're going to do TRL for the first time with you guys.
Uh-huh.
It given me this brand new brown and orange guitar. I was so obsessed with it. I flew to New York. I took it off the plane and it had broken in half.
What?
Before TRL. So I hear this beautiful guitar is that I was obsessed with. I was going to spend my whole career just aging with. Broke. Before like my first big thing on TRL.
Oh, no.
They took me to the showroom and they gave me this loaner. And I've had it now for 20 years or whatever. And
that was wild.
That's what I mean. We're like stuff like that. Like I only have so much of a choice. And then the rest of it just gets decided for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was just handed to me as a loaner. And it's like been my guitar forever. Like
I love it.
It's like the giving tree. Like remember that kid's book where the little boy like plays with the tree and then abandons it and then chops it down and stuff. And the tree just keeps providing for him. That guitar's your giving tree, baby.
Dude, that book and I'll Love You Forever, no matter how long I'll be. I'm like, dude, that's way too heavy right now. Like they were me every time.
Yeah, they're really writing those books for the parents. They're like, here's a little bit of trauma for you to process while you're putting your kid to sleep.
Yeah, the kid's already asleep and you're like crying.
Talk to us about what you have going on right now, though, because there's some exciting movement happening.
Yeah. So since that I did that score, so the score for Megan's movie is like really like nostalgic sounding, like we were going for like 90s nostalgia movie score. So lots of strings, clarinets, like really. And then the album that I made right after that is the same thing. So it's just like I got real into playing clarinet and I bought a cello. And so I've been learning clarinet.
How do you know how to play clarinet?
Sixth grade.
Sick of savant. Just teaches himself anything.
No, just like band or whatever. And then I asked a fan on Twitter, or asked everyone on Twitter, does anyone have a clarinet I could have as a joke? And a fan did, and they sent it to me. So I got this clarinet. Yeah, and amazing. I used it on the whole score and the album. And anyway, so the song When It Rains just came out a couple days ago. And then I'll have another song from the record come out in November. And then the whole record will drop in March, like March 16th or something.
I love hearing you do new things. You're always doing new things. Tyler Hilton, When It Rains, that's out now, wherever you listen to music.
And the cover of it is a picture of Megan fishing when she was like 9 or something. That's the single cover, whatever.
I thought it was Winnie. I thought it was your daughter.
I know. Wouldn't that be? She's almost that tall.
I just love it. Buddy, it's really nice to hear like that you're in this phase of your life where everything is just getting softer and more comfortable. And, you know, you're just getting to ease into enjoying things as opposed to we were all groomed to hustle and be about the hustle. And so it's really nice to see you as a lifelong friend be in this phase of just being comfortable.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we know the hustle has shifted to parenting, which is actually the craziest hustle I've ever been a part of. It's like tour managing a drunk psycho, I've realized all the time. But it's like that you're obsessed with. You know, it's like it's wild. But no, I love it. And I want to save all my energy for that. And you know, I love talking to you.
Yeah.
Love talking to you too.
PTA is going to hit you up to perform at every fundraiser.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait.
Every tour we applied to, I was like, you know, I play music. I can come in and play for the kids. That's you know, so, yeah.
I love it. All right, you guys stick around. Listen to Tyler's newest song, and we will catch you very soon, honey.
I love you, Tyler. Guys. So great to see you.
Great to see you. Bye,
bye. Bye, guys.
Bye, honey.
When it rains like the skies falling down, pouring over. Slow at first, then starts to burst like a drum corps warning. Well, sometimes I feel like one in a million, a man against the mess. When it rains, it's strange. I ain't complaining, let it wash away. Looking back on us once upon a time, when life seemed longer and love seemed easier, and you still felt like mine. Well, sometimes I feel like one in a million, a man against the mess. But when it rains, it's strange. I ain't complaining, let it wash away the past. When it rains like it's doing now, all the sounds seem to me to rearrange till I hear your name and it's calling out to me. Well, I feel like a one in a million, a man against the mess. But when it rains, it's strange.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine. Built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.